When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
So, Jared, thanks again for taking time out. As always, we appreciate it. Gators with you today. Doug will be back, hopefully next week or the week after. But, it's crazy hectic times. I imagine that being the quarterback of a National Football League team right around Christmas, it's got to be hectic on you, too, trying to balance everything.
Yeah, it can be. You know, you're obviously dealing with Christmas on your family side, which is important, and then you're dealing with the football side, and got a lot of people to get gifts for, a lot of people you're thankful for, and trying to manage it all. But yeah, it's good problems to have.
Have you been able to maneuver all that? Are you an online shopper? Are you somebody who goes to the mall? How have you been able to get? And are you done, or are you like last second shopper today?
I'm done. I've actually created a little good system for myself with us playing on Thanksgiving every year. That weekend we usually have off. Now, this year, we didn't have that weekend off because we had the Thursday game the next week, but I tried to squeeze it all in, kind of after that game and get on Amazon and do all the shopping online and get it all done.
So is that typically how you do your shopping now, just online, or do you still like to get out to the stores and, get a look at things? And
I typically go online, yeah. I do. It's just a little bit easier, and, I can find stuff a little bit easier.
What's Christmas going to be like this year in the Goff household? Is it just you and the wife, or you got the family coming in, you got in-laws coming in? How's that work for you?
Nothing special. Yeah, just me and my wife and just hanging and our dog, and it'll be nice and quiet, and it'll be good.
Well, so far with the season, this has been absolutely incredible. The win number 13, you got it on the road at Chicago. It's another huge day for the offense. Defense does their job to hold the Bears to just 17 points. Are these road trips truly just business trips for you guys at this point? I mean, do you squeeze in fun, or is the fun just playing the game?
Yeah, the fun is playing the game. There's I don't know how much fun other than that. You're out there very briefly and staying the night and leaving. But yeah, the fun is just playing the game and being able to win on the road anytime. Last year we lost in Chicago, so that was important for us to win that one on the road against a team that beat us last year at their place, and we wanted to get that one.
Do you I imagine you don't physically have a checklist, but maybe it's a mental checklist with a bit of a revenge tour. You mentioned you lost to Chicago on the road last year. Well, you beat them this year. The San Francisco game coming up, you lost in the NFC Championship game there. You go there for Monday night's game. Is that another item on the mental checklist, or does that not even enter a thought?
Sure, yeah. I think every week you're trying to find an edge of, why it means a little bit extra. And obviously every win, means a lot because it does. But, of course. I think, they beat us on the road last year and in Chicago, and we wanted to get that one. Like you said, we lost the NFC Championship to San Francisco last year in San Francisco, so there'll be plenty of motivation there. Anytime you play a division team on anywhere, at home or away, you're always motivated there. And so you try to find those edges, and certainly we'll use that again this week.
I imagine as a player and as a quarterback in particular that you like to challenge yourself. You like to be challenged. There are tests every week. There's a different test with a different opponent, and you have to prepare for it. When you were a kid, as a student, did you like to be tested? Did you like tests? Or is this just only a competitive thing as a professional athlete?
Yeah, good question. I guess I did like tests. Yeah, I like getting it out of the way. I know the stuff. Let's go. Let's go do the test. Let me show you I know it and move on.
Obviously, winning, that's going to be the main objective going into any game. But as far as a game plan is concerned, what was the objective going into the Chicago game? And how close were you guys to really executing that game plan to perfection?
Yeah, I think Dan was kind of saying it all week, and I'm sure he said it to you guys, but just playing our style of football, you know, getting back to the Detroit culture and our Detroit brand, and not that we strayed away from that, but I think, you know, in a game like that, in a division, we both know each other. We knew that just leaning on what we do would help us and, you know, be who we are and really, you know, dig into that identity of what we do, offensively, defensively, special teams, the whole thing, would carry us through.
Is that a ridiculous goal to have? To strive for perfection, or is that something that, you know, it's just kind of like golf, you always try to attain it knowing it's not going to be there?
Yeah, you always try or trying to do it. I'm trying to, you know, have every play, you know, for me be perfect, and but it's really hard, it really is. And you know, but yeah, you strive for big goals, and hopefully you land close to it, and you'll be happy about it.
In the game itself, you guys, like I said, you played, it looked like nearly flawlessly offensively. I'm sure you like to have a couple plays back, not scoring touchdowns in the red zone, ending up with field goals. But when guys make mistakes, whether it's a missed block or a drop pass or perhaps taking an unnecessary penalty, what's your approach as the quarterback and leader of this team to move forward when something like that happens?
Yeah, it's really not that difficult. You just have to, you can't fix what's already happened, so you just focus on what's next. And we've got a good group that does that every time something like that happens. We have a holding, we have a false start, we, you know, have a negative play. I take a sack, like stuff like that. All right. Now it's 2nd and 15. Let's overcome the situation. How do we get to 3rd and 7 and then convert on the 3rd down? So it's very, you know, one play at a time and trying to get everyone to focus on what matters, which is the next play, and just focusing on that.
Did you talk to Ben Johnson about taking a deep shot to J-Mo after his penalty to try to get him back involved? And hey, look, it's in the past, yuck, throw it in the garbage. Let's get this guy involved. Or was that just happenstance when the play comes to be?
That was just happenstance. Yeah. I think the penalty he got, I think we all knew was kind of ticky tack. And so I don't think there was as much, you know, people being upset about it as the previous one last time we played them. And it was, I mean, he spun the ball, you know, it happens every single game. I don't think that's necessarily a penalty, but so we moved past that pretty quickly, and we know J-Mo's heart and what he means to us and his competitiveness. So no, there was never any dissatisfactory towards him, towards that.
When fans see a play like that, the 82-yard touchdown pass, everyone lights up. Like they can see that you're setting up in a pocket. You step forward. You've got the time to throw, and you're unloading the pass. I think everybody watching the Lions game is thinking, Jameson Williams is going to be on the other end of that. It's a play that kind of harkens me back to playing backyard football as a kid. And I was a quarterback playing and throwing, always wanted to throw the deep ball. Did you always want to throw the deep ball when you were playing like backyard football? And do you get that feeling when you get an opportunity in a game like Sunday?
Of course. Yeah, always. Always. And he's as good as they get in our league at running fast guys and going and tracking those things down. So, anytime I can lay one out there for him to go get it, it's big. And I think in the last, you know, handful of weeks, we've kind of, you know, found a good rhythm there in practice, and then it's shown up in the games a couple times. And yeah, he's as fast as they get, man. And I just got to lay one out there for him and let him go get it. And I think that does a lot for his confidence and my confidence throwing it. And yeah, I hope to hit more of those.
Have you seen the replays of Antoine Randall-L running down, hopping down the sideline, watching it unfold?
Yeah, of course. L's the best, man. He's got good energy and keeps those guys accountable, and was excited for that. That was fun.
Do you get the impression, or maybe you know this, maybe it's just a fact among the team there, that is Antoine Randall the guy that thinks he can still play?
No, I don't think so. I think he knows he's past his time. Now, if you need him to play slot for a few plays, I mean, yeah, he'd go in there and do that and, you know, stay within 10 yards and run routes like that. But, you know, I think he'd be the first one to tell you if he had to open it up right now. I don't know, you know, how comfortable he'd be with that. But, yeah, he's a hell of a coach, and I'm happy we got him.
Have you ever had an assistant coach in the past, whether it was college, professional, whatever, that came across and let you guys know, you know, I could still play, where everybody would give the eye roll? Or conversely, was there a player that you're like, this, a coach that you say, this guy could definitely still play? I'm sure why he's coaching at this point.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know if I've ever had coaches that say that. You know, some of the guys that transitioned to coaching right away, like Sean Dion Hamilton on our staff, was a player for us the year before, and then he was a coach. So, yeah, he could probably still play, you know, if he wanted to. He's obviously happy coaching. I think when I first got here, seeing Kelvin Shepherd, like he could have still gone at that time, I thought, when the first year here in Detroit, and he was fresh off the plan as well. So we used to always joke with him, hey, man, you got any snaps left in you? And he's, no, I don't got any. But, yeah, we got a lot of coaches that used to play, and it's fun joking with them about if they were to go out there now, what would happen. And I think they're all very comfortable in their roles. So.
A lot was made of the stumble bum play. It's brilliant. I saw it run by Michigan State years ago, and then I guess you guys admitted that Ben Johnson admitted that he picked it up from a Jordan Love play last season. When he asked you in practice about the fumbling, you kind of said, maybe let's not do that. But I always thought this. The specialty guys, like the punters and kickers, they have so much time in their hands during practice. Those guys are wizards with handling the ball and ball skills and bouncing it off the ground. Could you ever see this working with a special teams play where the punter grabs it, maybe bounces it on the ground to himself, and then throws it?
Right, yeah, I guess they got enough time to practice, right? Yeah, that could be something that would work. I thought it was funny when I came in on Monday and Ben was he asked me, he showed me the clip. He said, "You think you can do this?" And I'm like, "Fumble it? Like on purpose?" And he's like, "Yeah." I'm like, I kind of laughed at him. I thought he was joking. And he was serious. And I'm like, "Dude, I don't know about putting it on the ground." And then we kind of went back and forth and he came up with the happy medium of what we ended up doing. But yeah, he comes up with some fun ideas, man, and some crazy ideas. I think that's what makes him great is he's willing to try things, And we've done a million things that have never made it to the game that we've tried. And maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, maybe we're saving it, you know. So, yeah, he's willing to try things. He's willing to keep it fun. And he's willing to fail. And who cares, because it's, you know, what we want to do.
Sam Laporta was wide open on the play, but you had a couple other receivers. Looking at it afterwards on film, I don't know if you have or haven't, but were those guys wide open too? And Laporta's just the number one option?
Yeah, Laporta's really the only guy to go to there on that play. Yeah, and he's wide open. So he got it.
We had a caller last week say that he was at a Billy Joel concert. I think it was in Florida. And he said that a Jared Goff chant broke out at a Billy Joel show in Florida. What is, I imagine people have gotten to you over the last several months and said things like, dude, we heard a Jared Goff chant blank.
Yeah.
What's the craziest place you've heard the Jared Goff chant breaking out?
Oh, I don't know. Like a supermarket or something. I don't know. You know, it's fun. The fans are incredible. And I've said it before, but like anytime that we're on the road and stuff like that happens, or you can hear them affecting the offense when we're on the road, you know, it's really special. And it's fun to be a part of.
I have one last question. Then Kang, our producer, is going to ask you one. Bengals quarterback, okay, Joe Burrow just got his lineman samurai swords as a Christmas gift. He went and got himself a Batmobile as a Christmas gift. Is he setting the bar a little too high for quarterbacks and what they have to do for their linemen? Or have you thought about that? Your guys?
I saw what they got. I got my guys nice package of stuff. You know, it's we'll keep it in house, but it's nice. I hope they're happy with it. But yeah, you know, I saw what Purdy did too with the trucks, and I thought that was kind of like, come on, man. And I might say something to him next week, like, dude, you gotta relax with that. You know, I know you got the Toyota deal, but we don't, you know, you're buying everyone $50,000 cars. We got issues, you know. So yeah, but Joe seemed good too. Samurai Sword, I thought that was very creative. Maybe I can get a little bit more creative in the future. I've had some creative ones in the past, but it's hard, man. It's hard trying to find something that those guys will, all 15 of them, will like. But it's fun. It's fun tradition. I love being a part of it. Love getting those guys some stuff. And yeah, it's cool.
It's a long way from isotoner gloves that Dan Marino used to give out. Kang, our producer, has a question for you.
Hey, Jared, it's Kang here. I got a non-football one for you real quick. I know it's crazy that you've been here 4 years. I don't know if it's been slow or fast for you or how you felt since you've been here. But I know when you first got here, you had an experience of Michigan winter, like a full Michigan winter. I actually have family coming into from town from, I think, the same area as where you're from. They're from Fremont, California. And we're at a text thread and the family thread right now. It's hilarious. And she's like, do I need to order Amazon snow boots from Amazon? Or like, what do you guys do with your coats when you guys go inside? Like, she's cracking me up with all these questions. She says she doesn't want to look like someone from California that stands out. So when you got here, Jared, any advice for her or people, you know, like that are coming to Michigan for the holidays for the first time, and what your experience was like experiencing winters, and any advice for that?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think I remember my first year here. I bought like 4 or 5 massive winter coats. And it's like, and now, you know, now they just sit in my coat closet and I've used them once. But I thought, you know, hey, man, it's going to be cold, you know, it's snowing, whatever. Now I have, you know, one or two that I use that are not like tundra level cold stuff. So, yeah, it's funny that she's doing that. That's what I did my first year here. But, yeah, advice, yes, be careful on the roads. You know, it does get slick. you know, wear a hoodie. I think the gloves are important when you're on walks. But yeah, it's not that cold. You know, you can bear it. It's not too bad.
Yeah, I told her she'll be fine. It's not like the Arctic or anything like that. But like I said, she's from Fremont. She's never experienced it. And I just had to tell her one thing, and I don't know if you when you learned this or if you did. When you get in the car, you go butt first, and you got to double tap the boots, right, before you get in the car.
That's right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Of course, yeah. And I got to be careful when I'm getting out of my car, hitting my leg on the skirt. You know, you don't want to get the mud on the back of your leg.
Yep.
From where I'm driving. And so yeah, you learn a lot of little tricks. You know, the Michigan lefts, or you know, the U-turns we got to do out here. It's different for me.
Sound advice. We appreciate it. Hey, best of luck to you on Monday night in San Francisco, Jared.
All right. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you too, Jared Goff, our Detroit Lions quarterback, joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Well, I know you see them. They're the red, white, and blue trucks. They are everywhere. You don't want to wait for Santa to bring you a solution to your plumbing and HVAC problems. I mean, look, we're the day before Christmas here, but this is good after Christmas too. Call the expert technicians at Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. They're going to get your house holiday ready, just like they did for me. My house is ready to go. But don't just take my word for it. You can check out their A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, some of their 5-star reviews on Google. So whether it's your furnace or water heater, a boiler or water filtration, schedule an appointment online at BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.